No interest at all. I know what I want and I'm working on it. I know what I want this club to look like, and me as the main man is not what this club needs. I need to be involved in every aspect of the football club, every aspect of the player development and every aspect of the football development. That'll be my job. So, and it's not about, at the moment, it's not about coaches and managers. I mean, dear me, there's some managers in this league who've, have never had any experience in the game. So yeah, there's no good pointing the finger at me and saying this, that and the other. At the end of the day, I am fully qualified. I am a licensed coach. I've played however many hundred Football League games. I do know the game inside out, but it's not for me. But I'm not going to make a decision in haste that's going to wreck the club again. And that's what, cards on the table. Their budget is a fortune, right? And ours is £200,000, right? They pay that to probably one of their players. We're looking to develop and learn. We might have to take a step backwards to go forward, but we will. But me at the helm is not the way this club progresses. Not as first team head coach or first team manager. That's not the way this club progresses. If we're going to compete with these boys, we need to be able to generate the revenues that we can put into the first team. Tranmere had 5,500 for their home game on Friday. They bought 800 here today to give us a gate of around 2.7. Do the maths. They've just come down from the Football League. Do the maths. We've got to generate more revenue off the pitch to put into the first team. So we can afford the kind of budgets that we've had here before, but perhaps use it a little bit more wisely than it's been used before. And be a little bit more intelligent and invest in players for the future, but also give good experienced players coming in here. Not players on last paydays who are quite happy to come and take the money and not contribute a thing. That's what this club's been riddled with for years. So we will generate more income and generate the cash off the pitch to invest in the team. But I've got to play my part in that. That's what I've got to do. And I know that can be done, and it will be done. So, yeah, everybody's hurting at the moment, and it looks like, barring a miracle, we might have to take a step backwards to go forward. But it doesn't worry me at all. It didn't worry good teams in the past, but it won't be out of being bankrupt. It won't be out of points being deducted. It won't be out of, us falling to pieces. We're in a very, very strong position at the moment. This club's in a great position to go forward, and we will go forward.
Colin, you say that, does that hinder what you have to do in terms of, appointing a head coach or a first team manager? If the club do have to take a step back, does it alter that over the course of the next 4 or 5 weeks?
No, we're still Kidderminster Harriers. We're still a great football club, and we'll be a professional football club. Not at all. No.
So is there anybody in the frame then?
Absolutely, of course there are. But I'm not telling you, I'm not telling anybody else. We know what we're doing. We do know what we're doing. We know what we want to do. And, we will get it right. But, that person will contribute throughout the football club, and he will be able to spend what we've got, not what we haven't got.